So now we have a special edition of the Birdhouse NFL Draft Style. Thank you so much to everyone for sending in the tweets to at Norm's Clubhouse. Mike, roll it.
It's the Hot Chicken House, baby. How about Don Ray with just a comment? Have a great draft. You guys are all the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You. What's his name? Don nice? Ray?
Don Ray.
Don Ray, you're the best.
I have a question from me, Mike Saroy, that I don't think you guys have talked about yet. I just find it insane that there's going to be two tight ends from Iowa that go in, what, the top 15 picks?
Well, top 20 to 25 for sure. Mm. Hockenstein and Fant. It is insane that a backup player, they actually use both of them, but what you consider a backup player is a first-round draft choice. But Kirk Ferentz, their coach, is a really, really solid coach. And he turns out offensive linemen, tight ends, and linebackers from Iowa. He does a great job doing it. He's a former NFL guy. He's a terrific head coach, and he's been there a long time.
How many are we going to see go in the first couple of rounds?
Because
Irv Smith and the A&M tight end.
Yeah, they're all Sternberger.
Yeah.
He probably is a third rounder.
Okay.
But you're going to see by the end of the third round, I think maybe see six tight ends or so. By the way, Mike, to add to the Iowa stuff, they also have two draftable defensive linemen named Nelson. Anthony's the good one. Matt's the not-so-good one. But Matt, the not-so-good one, was all academic Big Ten 4 years. And if he doesn't make it in the NFL, he's headed for med school. Dr.
Very
Nelson.
Nice.
I've read that since 02, only three tight ends were picked higher than 19th. Kellen Winslow went 6th, Vernon Davis 6th, Eric Ebron went 10th. And now you're going to have two from the same random-ass school that probably both go before 19th.
I'm sorry that I was so random to you. It's a state of the union to me, so in the union.
Okay.
And it's where all the big primaries start, right? Iowa's the first one.
That's right.
I can't find it on a map, but at least it's there.
All right, Zach Fox. Hey, dudes, including Taco in a draft day trade, nets the Cowboys a pick in what round? If they trade Taco.
Like Charlton or fajita tacos?
Charlton.
The fajita tacos may get you more than Taco Charlton in a trade.
That's been a rumor that he's a possible. What do you think they get for him?
Five.
Ooh.
Another four if you give him your five. Something like that.
CTC, who does LJ Collier compare to? And which safety would you want to be available at 58? How about 90?
I love LJ Collier. In fact, when we did the picks yesterday, he was my third round pick for the Cowboys. He's a small 280 pounds. 280 pounds is small. Small defensive lineman from TCU. But that sucker knows leverage. He's got a first step. He's got a motor. And he disturbs offenses. He just disturbs offenses. And I like that kid a lot. I'd say third round. And, Mike, the other question was safety?
Yeah.
Well, there's eight safeties in this draft. If Thornhill is not there, your hope is that Chauncey Gardner or Abram is there. If both those guys are not there, I might cross my fingers and wait for the third round and hope that maybe the kid Savage from Maryland slips to the third round.
All right, Daryl Peck, where, what round do you see Lil Jordan Humphreys going?
Eighth round.
Oof.
There are only seven, Norm.
I don't think he goes in the draft. He went to the draft, and he ran an unbelievably slow 40. This is a wide receiver who ran a 4.75, and then he followed it up with a 4.79, and then he did only 13 reps in the bench press. That, I just don't.
That's not going to get it done. That's not.
No.
Good measurables at all.
He'll get a chance in somebody's camp.
Sure, yeah, he'll get signed. But, probably be the undrafted route.
Yeah.
Davis Collins, is Josh Jacobs the number one running back in this draft?
Yes. The only person who could conceivably go ahead of him is the other back from Alabama, Harris. But I think Jacobs goes one, and then, Lord, you may drift past the second round. You could have You could have a draft which you have one runner in two rounds, Donnie?
You have some people talking up the Penn State running back, Miles Sanders, but Jacobs, I think, is the only one. And especially now, when you talk about the league now and how the running back position is kind of devalued, they're not picking running backs in the 1-2. Not a lot of them.
This is the good news for the Cowboys, because the Cowboys have two late fourth-round picks, and there could be a bevy of running backs available there. Weber at Ohio State, Anderson out of Oklahoma, Ozigbo out of Nebraska, Pollard out of Memphis. You could have loads of them available.
Ben the Shaman, do you think Dan Snyder is going to trade a bunch of picks for a quarterback now that he's, quote, in charge of the Redskins draft?
I think something crazy is going to happen with Washington. I don't know if it's going up to get a QB or going up to get something, but the going up part to get something is going to happen.
Donnie, I agree, and I think we should circle Washington as they're going to do something trade possibilities.
And you wonder if that's trying to jump in front of the Giants to get Haskins just to stick it to them.
Yes.
They're going to make some kind of noise today in the first round.
James Starks, hello, my Nashville Nasties.
Hi.
Seeing the Cowboys don't have a number one pick tonight, is it even possible at all for anyone to consider this an A draft?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to bounce this off you guys. I think grading drafts is kind of crazy, because you should grade what you were capable of. If you had a second, a third, and two fourths like the Cowboys, you grade them on that basis.
Sure.
If you're going to grade this draft and grade the Cowboy draft choices, you must include Cooper.
Yes, well, and if Thornhill falls and you pick him with your second-round pick, that is the start of an A draft to me.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. If you get Thornhill and either Collier or the cornerback Jawan Williams in the third round, and you get a good runner in the fourth round, you're having a hell of a draft. Now, you might get a C-plus from the national people. To heck with them.
Yeah, you're cooking with hot chicken grease.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's
Thank
go
you,
have
Mike.
Lunch.
Thank you, everyone. Yes.